Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement. This special podcast series is brought to you by Universal Love Unlimited. But this is a special podcast series because I am joined. I usually say this is your host, but I'm joined with co-host for this entire series, Dr. Angela Campbell, my fellow luminary, light being, wonderful, amazing, just a talent of a human being. Love you dearly, Angela. I appreciate you for being on this journey with me. I want to step back and give space for you to say hello to the folks here today.
Hello, everyone. I'm uber excited to be here with my colleagues and fellow light beam luminary, Dr. Carlos Moore. So I'm happy to be here with you to talk about the power of unconditional love in our leadership practices and in our evolution.
And we're so excited because we've been working on a book for like, I don't know how many years. It's definitely pre-pandemic. And then, we believe the universe is always working things out for us. So everything has built us up to this moment now where we are saying, hey, you know what, Angela, I have this podcast. Let's just make sure to talk about the book there. And it serves as motivation for us to make sure to get it done. And we're really excited because we know that a lot of the ways in which we inform our leadership, we're drawing from so many different areas and practices. And much of that is into the self-help spiritual space, but then we're able to draw correlations between that even in science. So there's something for everyone here in this podcast series in a way that whether you're religious or not, spiritual, self-help, or you're about your good old-fashioned X's and O's, that I think becomes pretty compelling and inviting for you all to want to, well, I guess to know how leading through unconditional love can help you achieve whatever ends that you seek. So, Angela, we have, what, about 7 chapters here in our book? Our book may be more than 7 chapters. We're finalizing and recalibrating some of those. But in terms of this series, it's a 7-part series. And we start with our stories, you know, every hero, we look at ourselves as like light heroes, light workers. Every hero has a superhero origin story. We start with our origin stories, and then we get into our luminaries and the bodies of work that really influenced us. And in that, it really becomes that kind of like, you know, you have with papers, they do like their literature review or what have you, where it really gets deep into, you know, some of that information that you all can locate and access. So it's not just Carl and Angela saying these things. Then we get into what's love got to do with it. And that part right there is, you know, definitely a nod to the fact that there are going to be folks that think, okay, well, this is leadership. What does love have to do with leadership? We really make that so clear and so explicit, you know, because there is this unconditional love, you know, leading through love kind of like paradigm we're going to operate from that gets into the next chapter. But I'll turn it over to Angela for chapters 4 through 7. What are we talking about in those chapters or those podcasts that are teasers and appetizers for the chapters?
We're going to get into the unconditional love and leadership paradigm and talk about how we can use that to support our decision making, our leadership practices, and cultivation of leaders. And then we're going to get into, in the next episode, case studies and how to optimize the unconditional love and leadership paradigm. How are we benefiting ourselves, our colleagues, and the organization? So the journey of unconditional love and leadership, we want to optimize it. And then we get into an episode focused on creating a culture of unconditional love in our leadership. And then lastly, we have an amazing podcast focused on unconditional love and leadership and personal growth. And then we offer closing remarks.
And Angela, I'm so excited. And, you know, we want you to click away. You can listen into them in order is the way in which we've designed it. But sometimes folks are motivated at different times and go have at it. And just know that after listening to the podcast series, we invite you to get the book, support. Will be available for you in every way in which you would like it to be available digitally. And we leave you with this charge. If you're interested in evolving now from any leadership sector, whether it's at home, personal, professional, whatever, wherever you are in your organization or at home, whatever role you play, we're trying to invite in a new paradigm and break the old paradigm. We're considering ourselves these light workers to bring these principles into digestible pieces into your life or work settings, and knowing how your heart, your head, hands can be connected in this new model that we bring. We look at this as an opportunity to say, all right, transformational leadership, situational, and add to the conversation that people will be saying in a matter of number of years, sooner than later, hey, this is my preferred leadership approach. I lead through unconditional love. So Angela, I'll turn it over to you, and then we'll have invite everyone to start clicking on these episodes.
Well, we want everyone to know that we love you. We send you light, love, and peace. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, folks. We'll see you later.